Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good morning, good morning. Hello, everyone. I am Shell Broadnax with Stager Talk, and today I am joined by Joanne Leonard-Weary. She's a professional interior decorator, 40-year industry veteran who was staging and redesigning before the terms were even coined. Welcome, Joanne. Thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here and look forward to sharing with you.
I always enjoy speaking to you. You're so motivational with your insight on the industry. You just, you're a real pioneer, and it's very inspiring to watch another fellow female who has been in the industry and one of the pioneers of the industry just continue to raise the bar year after year. So thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. And I think it also speaks to the fact for anyone that is listening that maybe is new in this business or been in for a few years to understand the longevity of the career that they have chosen here. I mean, for 40 years, I've been making houses look beautiful for staging and decorating. So for those of you that are starting out, just know that you can be here for a very, very long time as well.
It can. You can have longevity can definitely be achieved with home staging. Unfortunately, I think a lot of people get into it because they think it's fun and they, you know, watch a lot of HGTV. And they soon realize that, wow, it is a lot of work. You do have to have an entrepreneurial spirit. And there are definite, you know, mistakes that we all make in business, no matter what industry or business that you want to go in. There are mistakes that are made and people learn from those. But you can absolutely have an amazing career in home staging and redesign and decorating. So let's talk a little bit about some of the mistakes that people make. You are going to be speaking at RisaCon Canada. And for those who have not been on the internet lately, RisaCon Canada is being held in Mississauga, Canada this summer. It is August 4th and 5th, and we're going to be at the Living Arts Center in Mississauga. Now, your topic is called 10 Design Mistakes Stagers Often Make and How to Fix Them. So can you share with the audience a little bit about, you don't want to give everything away, but a little bit about what you're going to talk about and some of the key points?
Absolutely. Well, wanted to say, you know, there are many of us out there that are teaching very intensive and full-bodied training programs. But, you know, there's a lot to learn in a very short time period. And one of the things that I often find in this industry, and we hear it all the time, staging is not decorating. But the bottom line is, if it doesn't look good, it's not going to sell. I don't care how much you know the market and understand the business end of it, you know, you have to have those two things hand in hand. So a couple of key things that I think is important is, number one, getting out of your own way. You know, we all have a certain style, a certain look, a certain color story. We're attracted to a certain line. You know, some may like circles, some may like angles, some may like strong lines. And so often what happens is we kind of create what I call mini-me rooms. All of your rooms start to look alike. And I think in staging, that can become even more common because we're usually working with a relatively small pool of accessories and products that we can limit. So one of the things we want to talk about is, you know, how to make the same things look different when you use them, and most importantly, how not to imprint every project so that someone walks in the room and immediately says, oh, Joanne did this room, because I think that can really get in your way. I remember a few years ago, it was the very first RISA conference, and you sent the contest out, you know, to vote for the best in the country. And I have to say that that very first year, and I remember mentioning it to you, I struggled. I mean, there were some gems in there, but there were a lot of people that didn't really understand design fundamentals. And it is such credit to what Risa and all of its members have come to, because now when I look at the pictures for the contest, people are just shining stars and starting to understand more that there has to be that balance between understanding the solid design principles and understanding the staging industry. So I think, Shella, kudos to you, because you've helped people come a long way in that, and I hope with my seminar I help them come even further.
Well, thank you, and I would agree. You know, I've watched over the last, gosh, since 2002 I've been in this industry. It's 2016. You do the math. It's been a long time, you know, over 10 years, and I've watched the industry evolve, and the staging, thank goodness, has come so far. They're not using, you know, plastic tables with sheets over the top of them to give the illusion that something like that's going on in a kitchen, which never, ever happens.
Right.
You should never do that. But, you know, I agree, you know, back in the day, what was an acceptable standard today is just not. I mean, everybody's really raised the bar. I'm so proud of the industry and how we've grown, and it's much more sophisticated. And staging is, you know, it's merchandising. So your agent can get a marketing strategy going to in order to sell your property. So
yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of mistakes I think that you're going to cover. One is color. What can you share with us a little bit about a couple color mistakes that people make?
Well, a couple of things. And again, this is indicative of the way our industry has evolved. You know, when staging was first becoming popular and we were out there pitching the concept, I always said every room kind of looked like a big bowl of oatmeal, because people were so locked into keeping everything neutral, so, you know, the client can imagine themselves in there. But the reality is most of our clients can't visualize what a room could be, number one. Number two, our clients are much more visually sophisticated than they were 10, 12, 15 years ago because of things like HGTV, DIY, Pinterest, all of those kind of things. So I think they have a higher level of expectations. So color palettes have definitely changed, and the use of color is critical in a space. One thing I think that I often see is, you know, people will do a room that's all in neutrals, and then they'll add a couple of colorful pillows on that sofa that's placed in the middle of the room to add that pop of color. And the reality is then when I walk into the room, my eye is immediately drawn to that pop of color sitting in the middle of the room, which means that I just shrunk the perception of space in that room. So we're going to talk about how we want to place color not only in the center of the room, but also around the perimeter of the space, as well as the color palettes that sell again and again.
I love that. Reducing the visual space, that analogy, because I literally, when you were telling the story, I imagine myself walking into an oatmeal room, we've all seen them, and having some turquoise pillows on a sofa. And what happens?
Yeah.
You just, your head, your eyes, everything just sinks to that area. And it literally, in my mind, the even when I was visualizing it, the room just got smaller that I visually walked into in my imagination. So I love that analogy. And I think that's, I see it still. I still see that. So it's somebody when they're first starting out is a mistake that they would probably make. And I have no doubt you'll be able to help them fix that, because I'm sure there's got to be some sort of formula. You just don't want to just, you know, scatter it like a shotgun either, you know, a shotgun blast of color everywhere.
Right, right. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, very precise placement. And always, you know, whether you are staging or decorating a room, you always have to return to, what am I trying to accomplish in this space? Am I trying to make it look larger, smaller, more intimate, taller, shorter? You know, you always have to go back to that goal. And what often happens when someone is bringing a space together, I feel that so many people are what I call vignette decorators. In other words, this lamp with this floral arrangement with this pillow on the chair beside it, and boy, doesn't that look pretty, but they don't think about how that connects to what's above it, below it, to the right, and to the left of it. So we want to step away from that vignette decorating mentality, which is so common in the staging industry and set room as a whole. And what are we trying to achieve? And one of the big things we're trying to achieve is draw attention to the points of the room that are going to sell it, i.e. a fireplace, a view, or whatever, and giving the illusion of a lot of space. And you can accomplish that with decorating again and again with so many tools that we'll be talking about.
So basically what I hear you're saying is that, you know, I think a lot of people initially think of vignette staging as you just do one vignette in a room. I think what you're talking about is like when people do six vignettes in a room and they're only focusing
exactly
on this little corner, and it's just like it's just like a duplicate everywhere, and there's no cohesiveness.
Right, exactly. And that's the word right there, Shel. It's about cohesion and making that room feel like a whole. So my eye is not jumping around at each of these little vignettes. It needs to connect and keep my eye moving. You know, it's all about directing the eye, creating the eye path that you want that client to focus on, that again takes into consideration the things that justify the price of that house.
I think also when we talked about, you know, buyers visualizing, and they are much more visually sophisticated, and but yet when you walk into that old oatmeal room from 2002, if we thought back then that they couldn't visualize, why did it take the industry so long to come up to giving them, what's the word that I want to use? Give them benefit of the doubt. Give them, you know, don't shortchange their abilities to be able to see past the color. Color used to be a you know, it just was only neutral in the beginning, like you said, but they you wanted them to visualize their own space, but they can't visualize it. That's why we need a stage. So, but stay away from color. I would think the color would do everything to emphasize the space. So it would help them imagine themselves even more than it would if it was neutral.
Absolutely. And I've always been a proponent of color in my staging processes, no matter how many years. I mean, I was staging when interest rates were 18% and selling houses because I did mix color in what I do. But I think that goes back to the insecurity of the stager themselves. You know, if I make a big bowl of oatmeal, it's going to appeal to more people, or maybe not even appeal, but not offend. And so I think as a stager becomes more confident in what they're doing and understanding the significance of the design process, then their rooms are going to showcase that. So I do think it's a direct relation to the confidence level of the person that is staging that room.
Excellent point. So what we're going to do right now, Joanne, we're about halfway through. We're going to take a short commercial break from our sponsor, and we will be right back in 33 seconds.
Okay. Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing, or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360-3680.
Well, welcome back, everybody. If you're just joining me, this is Shel Broadnax with Stager Talk, and I'm joined with industry leader and pioneer Joanne Leonard-Weary. Joanne, thanks again for being with us. We were just talking about confidence. How does a stager get more confidence?
Well, I think part of that comes from, of course, experience, and the more jobs that you do, you see a house turn quickly and you say, okay, I must be pretty good at what I'm doing. But I think more importantly is the more that you understand the whys of the process. You know, when I'm teaching a class, what I always say to my students is, you're here because you have a flair and a love for putting things together to make them beautiful. But no one has ever really validated if your ideas really are any good, A, and B, why does sofa look better there? So I think to gain confidence, everyone should step away from a job as they're doing it and say, all right, if that's the best place for the sofa, why is it the best place for the sofa? Because to be able then to justify that to your client, your realtor, or whatever, let me tell you why I put the sofa here. Let me tell you why I placed that color. It makes them feel like they're in more capable hands, and the stager or the decorating professional is making decisions based on good design principles, not just, I think it looks nice here.
I agree with that 100%. You know what I want to add to that? With the confidence, when you ask your question, why did I put the sofa there? And you tell yourself why you did it, if you believe yourself of why you did it, that's going to bring confidence to you. You've got to believe. If you're believing in what it is that you're doing, then you have the confidence to be able to speak about that with some passion and be able to deliver the information to your client, which thus makes you more confident.
Absolutely. And if you can't justify or validate why you did it, then chances are it's in the wrong place. Chances are you put it there because that's why that's where I usually put them there. So you always need to challenge yourself. Why did I make that decision? Is it really the best one for this space? And like I said, if you don't have an answer, then chances are you're off kilter.
Yeah, I would agree. I think too, I do business coaching, as do you. And for me, with, you know, what I kind of believe about staging and, you know, getting the points across and having your confidence, because confidence is not only just about the confidence to build the room the way you need to build it, but it's also to sell yourself and your services. And I think you have to have a passion for your business. And I think that if you can't answer those simple questions about why you did what it was that you did, maybe you want to look at, do I really have the passion for the business? Because if you do, that should shine through. You should be able to talk to anybody about what it is that you do for a living and to be able to exude that confidence and that passion for it.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the fact, Shell, that maybe you've started the staging business and what you find that makes you passionate is the business and marketing part of the business. And then you find somebody that is passionate about creating those beautiful rooms. So I think sometimes we can get ourselves locked into what we think we have to do. And the reality is a good business is you having a true understanding of what your strengths are. So, if moving around that sofa doesn't make you happy, but yet you can talk to a realtor till the cows come home, then find somebody that can do that piece of the puzzle for you and hit the road and drum up more business.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. You know, I can stage. I know how to stage. I understand the principles. I can make a room look great. It's not my passion. It is not my passion. My passion is the sales, the marketing, the business, and the brand development. All of that is what I would just love to do. But if I have to go and I have to put a sofa someplace, put it somewhere, and then explain to myself why I put it there, I'm not having fun. I would want to absolutely work with somebody that I would keep them so busy staging, they would be begging for a vacation because they should be passionate about making that. It's got to be a team. I really do think it's a big team effort. There's not a huge amount of people in the world, I would think, that have that both sides of their brain. Some of them do. You know, there's certainly some stagers that are very successful that are both right brain, left brain, and they're able to do it. But boy, when you have that winning combination and you know that one person, part of your team is handling the sales and marketing and business end, and you're able to handle the creative side, wow, what a match made in heaven that is.
Absolutely, because, you know, you need to think of it as a win-win. If you get out there and you're passionate about selling the job to someone, but then the end result and the way the rooms look, you've made all those design mistakes that we're going to be talking about in Canada, then it doesn't matter how great of a salesperson you are. So each end has to have that balance. And I think it's important for us to give our listeners the opportunity, or I guess I should say permission, to not be good at all of it, but recognize that you're not, and do what's best for your business. So
absolutely,
and hopefully those that don't aren't as passionate about the place or the decorating for selling a part of the job will pick up some tips in my seminar that will help them to feel a bit more confident and create rooms that sell quickly, because of course that's our goal.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. So what do you want, if somebody's sitting on the fence and they're looking at our speaker lineup for ResaCon Canada, what are some things that you might want to say to them about your course that they can expect to hear when they're sitting in it?
Well, first of all, I think I'm going to share some unexpected ways of looking at a room. You know, oftentimes we need to be paying more attention to line, shape, and form in a space and how that impacts the overall perception of the size. And some great little color tricks that they'll be able to implement again. So, I'm going to give them things that are very manageable that anyone should be able to add to their room. And then I'm going to help challenge them to look at a room in a different way and not take such a cookie-cutter approach. We've all seen it. You know, I watch, I'm on the forums, and people will post their portfolios again and again. It's like, yeah, I just saw that in a room that you did a month ago. You know, it almost becomes rinse and repeat, and you want to make sure that every job you do brings an essence of new personality to that room and or to that home. And so that will be some of the things that we'll be talking about too, how to add the unexpected, because the bottom line is the average buyer, and now I don't know how if the number has changed, but the last time I did my research, the average buyer looked at a dozen homes in the process of finding their house. You want them to walk away and say, remember the house that. Remember the house that had the, you know, the blue in the dining room, or remember the house that had the sofa placed like that. Because what we need to think about is it's not just making that room look beautiful or that home look beautiful. It's about making it memorable so that it stands out and draws them back to that particular home as they're considering their options.
I couldn't agree more with that. That is so true. And it is true also when people are looking at staging. Just talk about staging statistics quickly. If they're looking at 12 homes on the internet and they go to even see them, how does your property measure up to those 12 homes? If they're all in comparison and the ones that are going to rise to the top are the ones that are staged.
Yeah, the ones that aren't a bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah. It's because they're memorable and they're creating the feeling and the sense that they could potentially be living there. And it's going to draw them back with that staging. So that was very well said. So let's talk a little bit, segue here to Vegas, because not only are you going to be appearing in Canada in August, you are going to be at our annual convention in Vegas, which is now going to be January 19th, 20th, and 21st at the beautiful M Resort in just outside of Las Vegas. And you're going to be talking about 2017-minute ways to increase business. This topic I found fascinating because it sounds like from what you're going to talk about that you don't really have to put a ton of time into something to make it increase your business. So what do you want to say about this talk?
Well, you know, when I began my business 40 years ago, I was driven entirely by passion. I loved houses. I had my real estate license. I had a wallpapering and decorating business, or a wallpapering and painting business. I did anything I could to legally get into houses. I mean, it truly was my addiction. But very quickly what I found was I knew how to make a room look fabulous, but I had to get people to want to get to know me, to want to bring me into their house. And so, again, I think what happens is we were talking about wearing those multiple hats. Most of us do not spend enough time thinking about our marketing strategy and our credibility building so that people know that we exist. So many, many years ago, when I realized that I was good at what I did, but I wasn't making enough money, I knew I had to take a look at what it was I had to do. And mind you, this was way before social media. I had to pay to get people to be aware of me in most cases. But I became a certified guerrilla marketing coach at that time, because what I found with my own students was they could rock the room, but they needed to make money and build their business. So we're going to be talking about consistency and simple things that you can do every day. Not, you know, I think we get up and we go, oh my God, I got to post on Facebook and I got to go to Pinterest and I have to write my blog. Oh no, we're going to talk about things that you can do, and you're going to latch on to three or four things. So I'm going to give you 20 things that you can do in 17 minutes or less. And you're going to pick those things and decide what works best for who you are and your business.
Awesome. I love that. Well, I can't wait to sit in on both of these classes. And I also want to mention to everybody, actually, why don't you give your website and how people can connect with you if anyone's wanting to reach out to you?
Absolutely. So my website is thejlwcompany.com. And I am also a proud member and the original founder of the Decorating and Staging Academy. So you can track me down at either one of those. And then I have a new site launching very shortly here that is decoratingandstagingcoach.com.
Well, I love it. And also, Joanne has a few webinars that we promote on the RESA website. So if you go to realestatestagingassociation.com, click on Learn, get the drop-down continuing ed, you can find some of her classes there as well. And we'd like to invite everybody to check out RESAcon 2016 Canada. The website is resa-canada.org. And then for the Vegas event in January 2017 is resaconvention.com. So thank you again, Joanne, for being with us today. And we look forward to your talk in August. Look forward to seeing you again.
Okay. Thank you, Shel. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Stage Your Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.